This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. What is this? December the 30th. It is upon us. We just have a little more than a day left in 2025, and I'm ready for 2026. I am ready. I have to tell you, I'm not shocked. I'm just sort of bothered as I watch the news and see very little on the scandal that is rocking the nation. That's because the media has decided that they don't want to cover this. There's no good way to cover it. When they kind of weigh it in, they know they sound stupid. They know they look stupid. And let me be crystal clear. This scandal that took place, bust wide open, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, this scandal that is now spreading to cities like Boston and other cities like Los Angeles right here in the Valley, this scandal is the Rubicon. And the Rubicon has been crossed. And I have to also tell you that if heads don't roll because of this, well, it's going to be over. No, not for me personally, not for you personally, but for the credibility of anyone who ever said that we're here to drain the swamp. Yes. So I'm going to say this directly to the President of the United States, President Trump. Please hear me. I love you. Love you. Voted for you 3 times, sir. I trust that you have put serious, capable people in place. I have some doubts. You know, I'm still looking over there at the Attorney General, and I'm not too pleased. But this moment requires something the American people almost never see anymore. Real accountability. Because if there are no indictments, if there are no arrests, if there are no handcuffs, cuffs, if there are no jumpsuits, if there's no perp walk, no defendant standing before judges the way January 6 Americans have been hunted and humiliated for years now, then the curtain gets pulled back for everyone. Unfortunately, sir, it would mean that MAGA was treated as a slogan, not a standard. It would mean that we're not really truly about making America great again if it comes to corruption and punishing those people who have corrupted the system. It means that justice still flows one way. It means the political class never intended to live under the rules they enforce on the rest of us. And I think that it is bubbling over. The media is not covering it. But if you hit the right sites, especially if you're on social media, you will see that people are absolutely livid over this. Now, let's talk about the people who are really responsible here. This fraud didn't survive because it was clever. It survived because Democrats run cities and states like personal fiefdoms, where accountability is optional and loyalty is the ideology that matters most. It matters more than honesty. We are watching a scam of epic proportions. We are watching the American people get humiliated. This scam lives because the inspectors didn't inspect. This scam exists because the regulators did not regulate. And the bureaucrats didn't bother. And every one of them collects a paycheck from the people they failed. We, the people, are sitting here watching the elites get wealthy. We the people, you know, we ask how, we ask why, we don't get any explanations. We want to know, how is it that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar went from being $60,000 in debt, what, 2 or 3 years ago, to now being worth $30 million? We're asking the same thing about AOC. We're asking the same thing about Maxine Waters. We're asking the same thing about Nancy Pelosi. How did these servants become so wealthy? And when citizens do dare to ask obvious questions, when they point to empty buildings, when they talk about fake enrollments, when they question about missing money, the Democrat machine does what it always does. They scream racism. They smear. They intimidate. Not because the charge is, you know, charge is true, but because it's useful. It slows things down. It's supposed to freeze us in place. And then when the news finally gets around to mildly discussing it, the attitude is just grating. I point you to Abby Phillips. Abby Phillips on CNN. Obviously, you know, she was recently on a book tour and she showed up on Joy Reid's show. And I was like, okay, this is it. They got Joy Reid off of MSNBC because she was just far too toxic. Same thing with Don Lemon, Lemon Nation. But now they co-opted Abby Phillips. So she writes out a book. She goes on tour. She makes apologies. She makes excuses. And then when the biggest fraud in America's history is put right in her face, what does she do?
Because this is about politics. I get that. Politics is politics. But, you know, honestly, you knock on the door of a daycare center and you're like, let me in, let me in. What do you expect people to do? You know, in some of those cases, there were children in there. What do you want people to do in that situation? Open the door and say, come on in. When they know that the Somali community is under attack, is being threatened every single day.
Under attack.
What is going on here? Because this is about politics. I get that. Politics is politics.
Politics is politics.
You know, honestly, you knock on.
Politics is politics. I get that. But what do you expect when you knock on the Somali's door? What do you expect? You are harassing these people. What do you expect? These people are being threatened every single day. No, they're not. They're not being threatened at all. But because Governor Walz gets up there and says, you know, I have to protect our community. These people are under threat. No. This is cover. This is the elite protection racket in action. This is how corruption hides behind identity. This is how the ruling class keeps stealing while pretending to be morally superior. Abby Phillips again. I want you to hear again. This is crazy. We're talking about billions of dollars being drained out of Minnesota. And we know that this is just one of many states, most of them blue. At least all of them are blue. We may have a red one in there here and there, but the egregious fraud are blue state Democrat governors, Democrat-run machines. And you have Abby Phillips here wanting to make it about race.
Because this is about politics. I get that. Politics is politics. But, you know, honestly, you knock on the door of a daycare center and you're like, let me in. What do you expect people to do?
Oh, I expect people to let you in. I expect people to, you know, sign you up if you want to get your kid in the daycare center. I expect for some business cards to be passed around. But what do you mean? What do you expect for them to do? And what about the fact that the place was devoid of children, that it was empty? Abby, what are you talking about here?
You know, in some of those cases, there were children in there.
No, there weren't.
What do you want people to do in that situation? Open the door and say, come on in. When they know that the Somali community is under attack.
The Somali community is under attack. So again, when you call out fraud, when you call out corruption, when you call out deceit, all of a sudden you as a people are under attack. No, honey, this is not about race. This is about power. It's about Democrats and their media allies treating the American taxpayer like an ATM that's not allowed to check the balance.
Is being threatened every single day? What is going on here?
This is what happens when you call out fraud in blue states, when you call out fraudulent and corrupt Democrats. What is going on here? And here's the bottom line. If nobody at the top pays a price for this, real names, real charges, real consequences, then the message from the elites is clear. The rules are for you. The punishment is for you. And the benefits flow upwards to them. Americans are seeing it now. And Americans are fed up. And they're done being gaslit by the same people who keep robbing them blind. Mr. President, heads have to roll on this. I'm talking politicians. I'm talking to people who are culpable. We're talking about a machine, a well-oiled machine that has been feeding the Democrats and foreigners for decades. And wait till you hear how the politicians are handling it in Minnesota. We'll talk about that coming up next. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST in Tucson, or on the free iHeartRadio app. If you want to follow me on social, just go to my main hub, JamesTHarris.com. There you'll find all my show socials and my Clarity Report. We're talking about this scandal. No, I'm not going to let it go away. The media is trying to sweep it under the rug. But Corey, that is Jesse Kelly's producer, he just brought up a very interesting observation here. This is being handed to Republicans on a silver platter. It is. It's sort of like after that one woman did the beautiful dance. Oh, I forgot what it was. Oh, I want John the Baptist's head on a platter. Okay. Well, I'm ashamed of this. I got to deliver it up. This is a layup. This is easy. We've been trying to, you know, get some of the politicians that were behind the coup to do the perp walk. The politicians behind January 6th to do the perp walk. We've been talking about Epstein and the corruption there. This one is too simple. And Democrats have been caught red-handed. I mean, and now the conspiracy theories are starting to come out as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later in this hour. But still, this is too easy. Everybody understands this. Everybody sees this. And you know what? People are livid. They're living at Democrats, yes. But I don't see enough Republicans out there angry. See, they're looking at the news. They're looking at the nightly news. You know, my mom's in town. She's watching the nightly news last night. My smoking hot wife came to me and said, you know, they're not talking about anything. They're not talking about the scandal. They're going through things that happen throughout the year. No, it's the end of the year. And the problem is too many Americans. This is how they get their information, from corporate media. And corporate media is doing the job for the Democrat Party. They're not talking about any scandals. Oh, remember when President Trump was talking about the auto industry? There'll be blood in the streets. Or what was that the exact phrase that he said? The media ran with, he's calling for anarchy. He's calling for revolution. No, he wasn't. Then you get something serious like this. And the media goes almost completely silent. You know, they did contact the Minnesota Department of Children. The Department of Children says, I believe that children are the future. Thank you. Treat them well and let them lead the way. Anyway, their response to this was absolutely incredible. When asked, hey, what are you going to do about all of these daycare centers that don't have any children? They're like boarded up, blacked out windows, no cars in the parking lot. What are you going to do about that?
Each of the facilities mentioned in the video has been visited at least once in the last 6 months as part of our typical licensing process. For the current child care centers that have been named in the video, we that may change, but currently those individual centers.
Oh, we've been going there. We've been checking on these at least once or twice a month. Then you know what? Then you're stupid. No, you're not stupid. You've been there twice a month. Maybe they got a heads up. Maybe they got a heads up that they're supposed to like bring all the kids in because they're going to be inspected. You know, they got a tip. Maybe that's part of the process, the routine there in Minnesota. This is absolutely incredible. And now we're getting all kinds of information. And what does the Minnesota Department of Children say? What do they say? Well, you know, we are checking on them regularly. And so far, no money will be disrupted. No money will be interrupted. All of the money will still continue to flow out. All of the graft will continue to flow out. All of the corruption. We'll continue to buy the Somalis luxury vehicles, give them money to go on luxury vacations. We'll continue to fund terrorists out of Somalia. We don't see anything wrong here. And the American people see all of this. The American people are sitting here trying to figure out, you know, I don't know if we could have another kid. We can't afford to have another child. We can't afford childcare. Meanwhile, you have people in different cities across this country have daycare centers with no children in it collecting millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Once again, the Minnesota Department of Children says.
Each of the facilities mentioned in the video has been visited at least once in the last 6 months.
At least each of the facilities that were in the video were visited at least once in the last 6 months.
Part of our typical licensing process.
Our typical licensing process. All of these facilities have a license. Well, he went into one building. There were supposed to be like five or six of these. And nobody's there. We checked on them all, at least once a month. Well, did you notice something was wrong? There were no cars in the parking lot. And you have five or six daycare centers in one dilapidated building. Nothing to see here. Absolutely nothing to see here. And now we're learning that it's not just these child care centers. It's also real estate. Wait till you hear what the realtors in Minnesota are telling us. We'll get there. Coming up next, James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You can follow me just by going to jamestharris.com. That's where all of my social media is. We're talking about this big scandal. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. And you know, before we get to the real estate scam, this popped up on local news. This is from 2015. A criminal case shows how parents were in on the child care fraud scheme in Minnesota. Why? How did they figure that out? They had surveillance cameras showing parents dropping off their kids and then taking them right back into the car after they picked up that check.
Order for the scheme to work, the daycare centers need to sign up low-income families that qualify for child care assistance funding. These surveillance videos are from a case prosecuted by Hennepin County. They show parents checking their kids into a center only to leave with them a few minutes later. Sometimes no children would show up. But either way, the center would bill the state for a full day of child care. This video from that same case shows a man handing out envelopes of what are believed to be kickback payments to parents who are in on the fraud.
Kickback.
Where was the money going?
Where?
I don't know exactly where it went.
I don't know where that money went. This is from 2015. I don't know where that money went. That was 10 video from 10 years ago. I'm telling you, this is absolutely insane what we're watching. And again, there's no other conclusion here. The Democrats were absolutely in on this. Now, I can tell you, I told you no news is not covering it. Actually, you have to know. Fox News is all over this. This is the big story. The Quality Learning Center, spelled wrong. Ghost daycare scam, zero kids, millions in taxpayer cash, luxury whips, now at over 110 million views is this kid's video.
Childcare centers in Minneapolis. And the independent journalist who published that video, which now has over 100 million views, tells Fox News the scam is extensive.
I've known about the fraud taking place for a long time. Minnesotans have been telling me for a long time about the Somali fraud that is taking place. And that's just the tip. When people say it's the tip of the iceberg, it really is, because there's billions of fraud inside the state of Minnesota right now.
It's not just inside the state of Minnesota right now. I mean, as we said, it's happening in other places. It's popping up all over the place. This is crazy. But it's not just when it comes to health care or child care. You've got a one realtor in Minnesota who was spilling the tea on how the Somalis are buying houses, designated them as daycares. Nobody's in there, and they're collecting millions.
Here in Minnesota, a local realtor reached out to me to tell me about another way that Somalians are scamming Minnesotans out of their taxpayer dollars. In her community alone, Somalians have bought up over 455 homes. They buy these homes, claiming they're turning these homes into home health care centers. He says the way we know Somalians have bought these homes is because all of a sudden, extremely nice cars start showing up.
Oh.
Mercedes, BMWs, the nicest cars are parked in the driveway. And she said, by law, the state will not come out and inspect these homes and make sure these homes even have clients living in these homes. She also said, as a realtor, she cannot disclose to people wanting to buy homes in this neighborhood that Somalians have bought that home and they're using that as a home health care center. She said these homes can even take people in who've just been released from jail, and the neighborhood does not need to know about this. But she says many of these homes do not even have clients in them. But the state is writing them checks every month for the clients that the Somalians say are in these homes, and these Somalians are making millions of dollars off of these homes every year. The Somalians have figured out exactly the perfect plan as to how to scam Minnesota taxpayers out of their money.
They're banking on
this, making millions of dollars. And the government here in Minnesota is too lazy to go and check it out and to see if there's even clients living in these homes. The fraud in Minnesota is so deep.
It is deep. I don't know that they're too lazy to find out. Too lazy. I think that they're all bought off. I mean, they have to be. They're all bought off. What we're seeing here, this fraud, you cannot tell me that the governor was not aware of this. You can't tell me that members of the legislature were not aware of this. You can't tell me that the attorney general, Keith Ellison, was not aware of this. Of course they were. You can't tell me that Ilhan Omar was not aware of this. I think she's a part of it. What, $60,000 in debt to $30 million net worth? Come on. Her husband, you know, goes from walking that the mangy dog, I saw a video of it, you know, to having a multi-million dollar investment firm. Come on. And no heads are rolling. Well, James, this is too soon. I just played a video for you from back in 2015. It's just stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And of course, you know, this all goes to the top. This all goes to Governor Walz. This is Walz fraud.
You think Tim Walz will go to jail for this?
So there is a criminal complaint, a formal criminal complaint that's been filed against Tim Walz, contending that he knew there was fraud, as stated by over 400 Minnesota Department of Human Services employees, that they told Governor Walz years ago about massive fraud. According to Minnesota Statute 3.971, he was obligated to immediately report that fraud or suspected fraud to the Office of the Legislative Auditor and then the OLA determines which law enforcement agency that complaint goes to.
Yeah, did that happen? Did that happen? This is the Dave guy. This is the guy that was in the video, working with the kid. What we're watching here is just absolutely crazy. Nick Shirley with a iPhone, and then he's with this, I think this guy's name is David. They didn't give his last name, and I understand why, because they're being harassed. They tried to go out again, and they were met with a bunch of hostile Somalis, dropping F-bombs, telling them to get out of here. This is our neighborhood. He said, I was born here. I'm from Minnesota. What are you talking about? Where are you from? This is crazy. Will Watts go to jail for this? That's the question. That's the question that's on the floor. Will he pay the price?
He did nothing.
He did nothing, and it's being investigated right now, and we should hear something pretty soon.
Oh, we should.
Do you think he's been profiting off of this?
Oh, come on now.
I do. I've heard that he's building several houses outside Minnesota. Ooh. I don't think he owns a house in Minnesota. He originally is from Nebraska. He lied about receiving an award from the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. He lied about his military status. He lied about in vitro fertilization. The man is a pathological liar.
No.
And do you think he fears the Somalians? That's why he's protecting him? Or do you think he just gets money from this?
I think it's the fear of being called an Islamophobe, a racist. But I also think that it's all about political power because they're voting in a block and he wants every one of their votes.
And he's been getting them because he's running for his third term here in Minnesota.
He has no business being in any elected office, period, let alone being governor of Minnesota. It's a disgrace that the state of Minnesota has elected him not once but twice, and now potentially a third time. I'm hoping that this fraud investigation causes him to resign.
Resign? I'm hoping that he goes to jail. I'm hoping that this fraud investigation ends up him being in the Huskow. Oh, we have more. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, and of course on the free iHeartRadio app. You can follow me. Just go to jamestharris.com. All of my social is there, plus the Clarity Report. Yes. This scandal is nothing new. This scandal, well, they've been at this for years. And you had a former Minnesota representative who was sounding the alarm years ago. That would be Representative Jason Lewis. Nobody listened. Back in 2014, Representative Lewis said Somali daycare fraud was a major issue and that over $100 million simply vanished. Come on. Back in 2014, he was talking about how they were setting up fake childcare clients, collecting welfare funds, kickback cash, and moved it overseas like it was nothing. Yesterday, I played for you the testimony of a former TSA agent who said, yeah, we're looking at suitcases like $1 million. You know, and they pulled out their IDs and they were questioned here and there, but you know, they'll carry on. This is incredible. Here is a little from 11 years ago. Former Minnesota Representative Jason Lewis spilling the tea.
Situation in my home state of Minnesota where we've got a number of daycare providers that are openly violating federal and state laws and regulations, taking money for personal use, using the money to set up a fraudulent child care client, and then providing a kickback has been reported. This is a major issue. There are allegations that, well, not just several, you've got 23 child care or daycare centers either closed or under investigation. The fraud may go as high as $100 million. Now think about that. In fiscal year 2018, Minnesota received $120 million in federal funding. The state contributed about $50 million in matching and maintenance funds. And we may have a fraud case of nearly $100 million in this state, with money then being transferred out of the country via MSP Airport. This is a big issue in my home state of Minnesota. Can you share with me what your agency is doing to investigate this?
Oh, okay.
And I'm just wondering if we could not come up with some form of stricter enforcement to monitor the states that are receiving these funds to make certain that there's some sort of oversight here. This is very, thank you for your testimony today.
Thank you for your testimony. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. 11 years ago. Wait a minute. 11 years ago. That would be 2014. Who was president? Who was president back in 2014? I think that it might have been Barack Hussein Obama, the chocolate Jesus, or as we refer to him here in the Southwest, Coco Jesus. That's right. Coco Jesus was the president. This is just beyond belief. And then, you know, remember, I didn't bring this up. This was brought to my attention. Just what was this? We're looking at a legislature, a state legislator that happened to be the only Democrat that voted against, you know, giving welfare to illegals. What happened to her?
Isn't it interesting how things start making a lot more sense? Minnesota is now dealing with massive fraud scandals, like millions gone, federal investigations. Pure chaos, right? And then you look back and you start thinking about June 2025, when Melissa Hortman, the only Democrat in Minnesota, votes against funding health care for illegal immigrants, and she is assassinated 4 days later. At what point are we allowed to say, that's one hell of a coincidence? Mm. Oh, and the killer. You must be asking about the killer. Previously appointed to a state board by who? You guess. Tim Walz.
Oh, come on now.
You want to tell me that's not suspicious?
Come on now.
You have a lawmaker who breaks party ranks. You have a state drowning in fraud. You have overlapping political connections. You have a political assassination. And you want to tell me that I should just shut up about all of that? I'm not asking you to believe what I'm saying. I'm just asking you to ask the right question.
You can ask the right question. You can't ask a question like that, girl. What? You can't ask a question like that. You know, it just dawned on me that we are living in a new age of assassinations. You had this lawmaker was assassinated in Minnesota. We had Charlie Kirk that was assassinated. In Utah, you had President Trump. He had two attempts on his life, one in which he was shot. Look at what the Democrats are doing. James, you can't put that on the Democrats. Why can't I? Why can't I? Can you imagine if this were a red state and this type of shenanigans were going on?
If this was happening in a red state,
there she is.
Oh my gosh, Netflix would already have a documentary about it set up and ready to go. But the media is not on our side. So what I'm asking you here is just to keep talking about this, keep sharing these videos,
yeah, we do.
And let's get to the bottom of it, because this is truly disgusting.
Did you hear what she said? You got to keep talking about this. You got to keep sharing videos. Melissa Hortman. Yeah, she was assassinated. And her husband. Right. And yes, it was an appointee by Walz that did the murder. That went away quick, too. Isn't it amazing? Those inconvenient murders that just whoop. Not even talking about it anymore. This was in Minnesota. Do they have like a statue to her, you know, something like a George Floyd memorial? Do they have a Melissa Hortman memorial or anything like that up in Minnesota? I don't know. I don't live there. But it is curious. And no, I. By the way, we have to keep sharing videos. Did you hear what she said? I mean, because most of the information that we're getting right now is from social media. From detectives, you know, what's chew gum detectives on social media. Average, everyday people that are asking the questions that the media will not ask, that are doing the investigation that the media will not investigate. What is behind this? I mean, seriously, we can dance around. I know how to cut it off. President Trump needs to stop all federal funds rolling into these blue states with this type of abuse. That's the first stage. Then we need the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to step. Pam Bondi. We have crossed the Rubicon. The American people, well, they're just not moving on from this, nor should they. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I do know that the Democrats, this has been their scheme. They're saying that Walz is running again for the third term. I don't know. You know, in light of all of this, I don't know that he won the first two. Because it seems to me that this fraud, that this corruption is funding the Democrat Party, is funding their elections. Let's have that conversation, and we will. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.